The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for exposing the masters within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, July 15th, 2012, for those listening live, and whatever other day or time it might be if you're listening to the recording. Welcome. In either case, I am very happy to have you along with me for co-creating purposes. Thank you for sharing your energy and your intentions. So let's start today the way we usually start and make those connections, opening up so that we can do this from the most empowered place possible. So we move within first, as always, to connect with our own divinity, our own mastery. So just allow yourself to open inward, open to connect, to allow your divinity to show itself more fully, to allow your mastery to come out of the closet, and to allow yourself to be seen, to allow yourself to be exposed in that way, to expose your mastery both to yourself first and then to the world. That's what we're here for. So just breathe into that and set that intention. If you don't have any other specific way to work with this, just set an intention for yourself that right now you are both choosing and allowing your own inner mastery, your own divinity, to express more fully, to be experienced more fully. All right. And throughout this process, keep the breath flowing. Yawn if it comes up to yawn. Let that expand. And so we go from the connection within to the connection to our Mother Earth. And specifically in this case, open your chakras in your feet and in the root of the central channel. Open up the cells of your body. Open up in whatever other way you feel called to open, to allow yourself to receive the experience of the connection to our Mother Earth, because the connection is always there. All of the connections that we make at the beginning of this are always there. What we're doing is not actually opening the connection as much as we are opening our conscious awareness of that connection. So as you do that, as you open that conscious awareness of your connection to our Mother Earth, allow yourself to receive both her support and her love, and allow yourself to give back your gratitude, your love, your support, whatever energies might be there in any of those areas. For as you open up in that way to share in return, so you make more space to receive the connection that she is offering, the energy that she is offering. And allow yourself to breathe and expand into that as fully as you're able at this time. Okay, let's continue. Leaving those connections open and expanding. Now we'll connect to the angels and guides, the masters, mentors, spiritual teachers that we may have working with us at this particular time and in an ongoing way as well. And once more, opening up in whatever way works best for you, whether that's consciously opening your heart or your third eye, your crown, your power center, whatever works best for you. Again, allowing the breath to be easy and in flow. And once more, we're opening to receive love and support, the experience of that love and support that they offer to us at all times, to allow that safety zone to expand. And once more, allowing your own gratitude, your own love, and indeed your own support to return back to them, you open yourself more fully to receive what they're offering. And so just breathe that in and through you, setting those intentions as well. And we'll set an extra intention here, perhaps, that these energies, as we're awakening these connections, that they're not just coming in individually, but they are flowing together to work together, because we're not wanting to bring in things to just create more confusion. Well, there's this part of me that's my divinity, and there's this part of me that's coming from Mother Earth, and there's this part that's coming from my support staff, and yet they're all at odds. We want to also open into that energy that all of this being an expansion of our divine energy and our divine focus is all working together perfectly, smoothly, in an integrated way. So just allow that integration of these energies to take place as well. All right, so let's... And I'm not sure why I'm yawning so much today. But let's open up now to this community, the Exposing the Masters Within community, and allow yourself to open to receive that shared energy, that shared intention, that shared expansion that we're creating here today, that we create each week that we come together, each time we listen. We're opening that energy up. And so open to receive that energy now. Let yourself take that in. That energy of support. That energy of love in its most basic sense of acceptance. Let yourself feel that acceptance within this community. We're all looking for, we're all opening into, we're all allowing ourselves to receive the same thing. The expansion of our connection with mastery, with divinity. So allow that feeling to expand within you of this community. And once more, allow your own gratitude for that to flow back, your own support of that to flow back, indeed your own love to flow back. Gratefully accepting the others in the community for what we're co-creating together and for who we are at the core, because each one of us is at our core a divine being. And as we acknowledge that in ourselves and acknowledge that in our others, so we expand it in our experience, including this shared experience that we're creating. All right. And let's open up that last stage, that last step, to the community of all light workers, which includes the community of all humanity. It is all of humanity that is here walking this path as divine beings stepping into physical form, stepping into physical expression, but we remain divine beings. And in that way, we are all light workers. And then, of course, there are those of us who are consciously choosing to do this light work as well. And so it's both the conscious and the unconscious light workers that we're connecting with here. And once more, through that shared intention, for even the unconscious light workers certainly desire a greater degree of empowerment and happiness, even if they don't feel that they can have it. And so that shared intention for a higher experience, I would say, is universal among all of humanity. And so that's what we're connecting with here. And we're connecting as well with that energy of support for those who consciously do know that it is possible and are walking this path with us, open into that where it's more direct as well. And just let yourself receive that support, that shared energetic intention. And breathe that in and through. And once more, allow your own gratitude for this support, your own gratitude that you're not here alone. As much as we may feel that way sometimes, we're not here alone. We are walking this path with each other. So breathe in and allow that gratitude to flow forth, your love for humanity, or particular humans at least, to flow out there. And your willingness to support others in walking this path. And as you allow those energies to go forth from you, feel the increase in the energies that you're able to receive, that you're able to take in. Very good. So, thank you for creating, co-creating this program here today with me, and for beginning it in this way, creating the energetic foundation on which we build the program each week, because that's what we're doing as we start out that way, building the foundation that the energies that are going to get expressed through the program rest upon. So, for those of you who are regular listeners, you may know because you've heard it before, or you may know because you noticed at the beginning of last week's program that the date was not the date that it was last week. I was not here live doing the program. So I'm going to talk today about why I wasn't here. And in order to do that, I need to start because this started, well, it probably started, I guess, when I came into the body. But I'm going to go back a couple of weeks at least. And in preparing for the last gateway activation that we did on July 3rd, yeah, July 3rd, which was the Gateway of Forgiveness, before that, the weekend before that, maybe that Friday, I'm not sure, but I had a tremendous upsurge of self-judgment, had a tremendous upsurge of things that I was kicking my own ass about, things that I had not dealt with at the time in the way that I thought was the best in hindsight, and creating circumstances in my life that, well, certainly were not what I had desired them to be in advance. And at the time, I dealt with it. I did a lot of my own forgiveness work. I know that that was in preparation for the gateway. But I want to touch in upon some different things I've discovered over the past couple of weeks. Because quite frankly, last Sunday, you would not have wanted to talk to me. You would not have wanted to listen to me. I was not in a place where I wanted to communicate, where I was necessarily able to communicate, where I would do or have been able to do what I normally do here every week, which is get in the energy and flow with it. Now, maybe I could have had I actually sat down and made the connection, but it didn't feel like I could have. And so that was where I made the choice, you know, all right, play one of the other ones while I continue to process my way through this energy. And what I found myself dealing with, and it actually started, I think, this particular triggering, started back, as I said, prior to the Forgiveness Gateway. So a little more than 2 weeks ago, this whole process began. And what it's brought me to, and what I want to talk about today, is specifically the energy of shame. Because that is what I've been dealing with. Now, before we go any further, I want to state, explain, I don't know what the best way to say this is, my definition of shame, my understanding of it. Because it's not necessarily what everyone else would say that it is. And make some comparisons so it's easier to understand what I'm talking about before I get any further into this. Now, again, if you've listened to me or worked with me in any way, you may well have heard this before. But the only issue that we have down here on the planet, as far as I'm concerned, is that we do not remember that we're divine. We don't have that direct experience. And again, when I say remember, it's not the mental idea that we don't remember, it's the experience that we don't remember. And because of that, we are looking to find, to discover our value, etc. And so this whole program is built around that concept. It's built around the idea that our mastery's in there. We can go discover it. We can awaken our conscious awareness of it, and we can therefore allow it to come forth. And that issue, the degree to which we do not know our divinity, is what creates all the other problems. Now, what we're doing, because we don't remember our divinity, is we're looking outside ourselves, typically, to a large degree, especially from childhood. We're looking outside ourselves to try and find our value, to gain other people's approval. And this may be direct or it may be indirect, but that's what's largely going on. And so we're living our lives not from the inside out, but from the outside in. And in many ways, even when it appears that we're living it from the inside out, we're still working within those programs of needing other people's approval. Now, this may be or seem paradoxical, or of attempting to approve our own value by dismissing that we still feel a need for anyone else's approval. It doesn't mean that we don't need or want other people's approval. It means that we are suppressing that need to try and prove to ourselves that we don't want or need their approval. Now, I'm not saying that those are the only two options for what can be going on, but I think that's a lot of it. In other words, we're seeking acceptance, or we're rejecting them before they can reject us, because we're expecting to be rejected, because we know in our hearts, we know internally that we're not good enough on to some degree or another. Now, take a deep breath, everyone. And why am I bringing this up? Because this is the core of what shame is. To me, shame is the energy of that experience that there is simply something wrong with us, that we are not good enough, that I am not good enough, that I'm unworthy. There's multiple ways to say this. Unworthiness. And so we walk around with this core experience that many of us have done a pretty good job of suppressing. And doing things to get enough approval so that we can ignore that underlying feeling of unworthiness. But it's there. Because it's the essence of the experience of not remembering that we're divine. It's one or the other. We either have value because we're divine, or we don't have value, or we have to earn value because we're not divine. And again, it's not all or nothing. If it were nothing, if we truly believed that there was nothing that could be done, that we had no value whatsoever, we would all just curl up in balls like little pill bugs and die. But that seeking for approval, that seeking for value through doing, is a trap, because it's never enough. It's never enough, because it's always some sort of reflection that we're seeking. This goes to that idea that the entire world out there is a reflection of our relationship with ourselves. And so we're looking out there for approval to, in essence, get permission to approve of ourselves. That's what it boils down to. And that's all of that energy of doing, of trying to achieve in the world. Now, it's not to say that all doing is that way or has to be that way. And as I said, it's not all or nothing. You wouldn't even be listening to this. You couldn't be listening to this if you had not awakened to some experiential degree of yourself as a divine being. And so the fact that you're doing this means it's awakened. So you have some semblance of your own value from the inside out, from the sense of you are aware of your divinity. And that awareness is not about the mental. It's not about the knowledge. It's not the idea that we're divine. It's the experience. It's some sense. And it's not even of our inner goodness, because that's in the polarities. It's beyond that. It's of our inner perfection. It's in those moments when we experience one of those moments where everything seems in divine order, where everything seems right. In order to do that, we have to be experiencing our own divinity. We have to be experiencing ourselves as divine in that moment to allow ourselves to have the experience reflected to us that way. So when we're in one of those synchronistic moments, we are in that flow, we are in that awareness, that experience of our divinity. And so, everybody take another breath. So we've all had that. At least I presume everyone out there has. And it's with us. And again, that's why we start the program by opening into that, by connecting to it, not mentally, but hopefully experientially, to whatever degree we are ready in that particular moment for that particular program. And so, as I already said, to me there's only the one issue. Everything else is some layering on top of that, that issue of unworthiness, that issue, said in the other way, that we do not experience ourselves as divine. And so, and I find myself saying "and so" a lot. I will attempt to stop that. The next piece is that if we have anything that we are experiencing that we are not liking the experience of, physically, emotionally, mentally, doesn't matter what it is. To some degree, it is reflecting back to us that basic sense of unworthiness, that I'm not good enough. I don't deserve better than this in this moment. I can't choose to create better than this in this moment. Or I didn't choose. I couldn't choose. I wasn't good enough to choose better than this in the past, to create a better moment for myself now. And that is where this whole house of cards of shame came tumbling down upon me. It was me in that energy of past experiences and how past experiences that I did not make or could not make or was unwilling to make better choices in the past had created the crap for me in this moment. Now, I'm not saying that that was truthful, but it was what I was experiencing. It was my own emotional body, my own physical body, my own mental body experiencing levels of this old pain, things that I had not cleared fully when they were there, because I was able to clear them as fully as I could at the time, but I had not completely cleaned them out. And so this started coming up, this self-judgment. Self-judgment is always built on shame. It is shame. They used to say a lot, you don't hear it so much anymore, but used to be a very common thing. Shame on you. Someone didn't like what you were doing. They thought you were bad for doing it. They thought it was a bad thing to do. Shame on you. What a horrible thing to do to someone else. And again, in the way that I would look at it, not even accurate, because the shame's already there. More accurate would have been guilt on you. And so let me make that distinction here. That to me, shame is the experience. We can call it the feeling, but it's not just emotional. It's deeper than that. The experience that I am wrong, that there's something wrong with me at the very core of me, that is the essence of my not being good enough. And guilt is the feeling that comes with the recognition that what I did was wrong. Now, again, at the highest level, right and wrong are irrelevant. There's no real thing. But we live in the world of polarity, so we can look at that in multiple ways. Wrong is, well, it creates an outcome that was not what we had foreseen or what we would have chosen. Wrong is action that creates a negative experience for someone else. Wrong is action that goes against the status quo, goes against what the culture or the family or whatever level of group energy we are in that moment, whatever level of that, whatever mass consciousness is saying about the action, we're doing something else. And so guilt is that feeling that, ooh, I could have done that better. Now, or I would like to have done that better. Or I would like to do that better in the future. Or I would like to make amends for that. All of these things are kind of, or can be, pieces of what's going on when guilt comes up. But it's about the action. Now, I'm going to put this forth because this is one of the things that seems obvious to me now, but I don't think I'd ever thought it before, and I certainly never heard it before, that if there is guilt that we're experiencing, there's always shame underneath it. Because that's the only issue we have, is that complete unworthiness. Well, when we do something that in hindsight we would take back, when we do something in hindsight that we would like to change, it's guilt that comes up, but the shame is right there as well. And the shame may not be what we're conscious of if we're focused on the actions, but often the way that it works is this. We have an experience, we do something we don't like, and the guilt comes up, and we feel bad about having done it. And then what comes up is the self-judgment. Oh, so stupid. How could I have done that again? Or whatever other form the self-judgment may take. And that is where that shame is rearing its ugly head. It's the definition of the unworthiness that we're putting on ourselves. I'm so stupid. I'm so this. I'm so that. I'm so lazy. I'm so angry. I'm so whatever. I'm so not good enough. Whatever way it might come forth. And so, why is that sticking in my head today so much for me to hear that? I'm saying and so again. The energy of that shame as it comes up, as well as the guilt, is an energy that is an opportunity. And I'd like everyone to take another deep breath. Again, if you've been a listener through time, you've probably heard me say this or heard them say it in the channeling, that if it's up and it's negative, it's up to be moved. And in fact, I think I even made the point in the recent past that if it's up, period, it's up to be moved. And by that, I mean it's up to be experienced. When we fully experience something, it moves. It leaves because it's not going to stick around. It's what we resist that persists. It's what we fight with, that we don't like, that we don't want to experience, that we try to not experience, that we attempt to suppress. It's that that sticks around. Or it's that that sticks around that we hold on to, those positive things that we are trying to define ourselves as, and we're afraid that this is going to be our peak moment and it's all downhill from here. And so we try to hold on to it. We try to not let that feeling go. And yet, what does it do? It blocks us from being in this moment because we're trying to hold on to that one because it was so wonderful. Well, let me go back again to when this whole thing started. And what was coming up for me was specifically about past relationship and my most recent marriage. And it was huge, huge self-judgment and self-blame about not having been able, not having chosen. Not that I have any idea what I could have chosen in this moment. Not that I have any idea what I could have chosen then that would have made a difference. But not having been able or having chosen to do whatever it took, whatever it might have taken, whatever it could have taken for that marriage to continue. So essentially kicking myself for, well, in the common parlance, the way a lot of people would say it, the failure of that marriage and the repercussions of that. Well, that's 2 years old. More than that, since the process was initiated, slightly less than that since the divorce was final. But, and I've done a lot of healing around it, moved a lot of energy around it, and yet here it was again. And I have no idea what triggered it, which is why I attribute it to a degree to doing the forgiveness gateway, because I went in to do a lot of forgiveness. Now, here's the thing, and this was another revelation for me, I guess, that the forgiveness work is working with the energy of guilt, but less so the energy of shame. Because the forgiveness work is about letting go of wrong action, not wrongness. It's the part of the judgment that is, I did that wrong, not I am wrong. And that was an interesting piece, because one of the tools that often gets paired with that, and again, the most frequent way that they've offered it, the forgiveness work, is I am willing to forgive myself
now. I'm willing to forgive myself for doing blank now, etc. And that certainly was adjusted in the forgiveness gateway. It was given higher levels of energy, but that's the essence of it. And yet that focuses on those actions. Now, here's the thing. When we have that action that we judge ourselves for, when we have that guilt, and we don't let the guilt go, what we're doing is piling that on the outside of our shame. And so it's helping us, used ironically, it's helping us to hold on to our shame. In other words, it is confirming for us that we are unworthy. Because how could a valuable person, how could a wise person, how could a spiritual person, how could a good person do that? And so it gets layered on top of our shame. It gets layered on top of all the other times we've done things in a similar pattern or a similar area of our life to create these kinds of problems. But it's layered on top. So as we are working with that energy of forgiveness, what we're doing is peeling away the guilt aspect that's layered on top of the shame. And as I started to say earlier, there's another exercise that is quite commonly paired with that when I'm doing channeling work, healing work of whatever kind with other people, and that's this. I'm willing to love and accept myself exactly as I am now. And just try that for yourself. Take a breath. I'm willing to love and accept myself exactly as I am now. Now, in some ways, there's a redundancy in there because love and accept to me are very much the same thing, that the acceptance is the core of love. But for most of us, we also have this thing where love is bigger than that or different than that. And so that's, I think, why they give both of those words in the phrase. But as we're working with that, what we're seeking to do is actually cut through to the core of connecting with our mastery, of connecting with our value. So that actually is a tool that we can use, perhaps, like, not that I'm going to put it in those words at the beginning of the program, but like what we do at the beginning of the program. I'm willing to love and accept myself exactly as I am now, is trying to cut through all those layers of unworthiness to see how much more of our light we can bring forth. I'm willing to love and accept. Acceptance is also, in many ways, and I think this is also part of why it's used as well, I'm willing to love and accept myself, is that acceptance is about receiving something. It's not just about it being in the room. It's about accepting it. It's not just about it being nearby. It's accepting it. If we're going to accept a package, we take it with us. We don't just acknowledge that it arrived and leave it sitting on the table. We take it with us. And so I'm willing to love and accept myself exactly as I am now. Well, number one, we're saying that I'm worthy right now. But we're also reaching down to say, there's more here than meets the eye. There's more to this picture. I'm more than either what I've done well and earned a little bit of value from, a little bit of self-esteem from, and I'm also more than what I've done wrong, what I have failed at, what I've not lived up to, what I've not been able to accomplish in the way that I would have desired it to. I'm willing to love and accept myself exactly as I am now. And by all means, we can add to that as well and make it more in alignment with what we do at the beginning. I choose and allow the highest experience of my divinity available to me now. That's a piece that came in when I did my first CD. as the mantra to go with the CD. And I choose and allow the highest experience of my divinity available to me now. That's, again, consciously going down and opening the doors and saying, I'm going to let this up. I'm going to let this out. And that's what I've been working with. I realized very strongly, even with the expansion in the forgiveness through the gateway and through what was given to me before the gateway to help open up so I could do the gateway, was that that was only a piece of the puzzle. Not that I hadn't, again, worked with these different things together previously, but I hadn't put them together this way, in this way of framing them for myself. And it certainly helped me to make more sense out of this and to be able to choose to more consciously do this work, to more consciously open up in those ways. And so here's what I would suggest that you might wish to explore, you might not, but anytime you're finding yourself in self-judgment, anytime you're finding yourself, well, either needing or desiring or choosing to work with that self-forgiveness or any form of self-forgiveness, however you might choose to do it, that it is a good thing to go further and to use one or more of these other tools. I'm willing to love and accept myself exactly as I am now. It's about moving into that space of non-judgment, opening up to higher levels, and then I choose and allow myself the highest experience of my divinity available to me now. It's really consciously going directly down into that energy and bringing it forth and allowing yourself to claim it. And last week, I was still in the midst of tremendous amount of shame coming up, and it was coming up in waves, and I'd move through some of it, and then it would go away, and then I'd need to sleep for 3 hours. And then the next piece would come up. And it really sucks when that happens. I must say. And I don't know about you. I have talked to certainly several, but not all of the people I've worked with or all of my clients or students. And there's been a lot of stuff hitting the fan in the last couple weeks. So sometimes it helps me to know that I'm not the only one, that this is not just my own personal purgatory or hell that I'm going through, but that it's a bigger piece of the bigger picture that's going on out there as well. But these waves are, well, continuing to increase. Now, I'm not sure where this was because it was in channeling. It may have been in one of the, actually, I think it was in one of the channelings from a recent radio show, now that I think about it. But it was said that the ongoing intensification of what we're going through, the ongoing energetic intensification, was going to slow down and even halt when we get to December. So that there is an end point. Not that it won't intensify after that, but we're going to get to there, and it's not going to be another energetic increase every day. For those of you who are those who feel those sorts of things the way I do sometimes. And so I just thought I'd put that out there right now again as a reminder that yes, it is intense right now, and yes, that's going to continue even increasing for this next duration of time. But then we are going to get a little bit of a break at the end of the year. And what I would also suggest, because this is another wonderful tool, and it is the tool of gratitude, and it is a tool that often will be brought up for people within their sessions, because it's something that we don't do well, most of us, very often. And it's the tool of self, I'm going to call it self-gratitude rather than self-congratulation, because self-congratulation has a bit of a negative connotation with it. But self-gratitude is when we take those moments to just acknowledge how far we've come. And these can be small things or they can be large areas of our lives, and it really doesn't matter. What matters is that we do take the time to do that. What matters is that we do take the time to recognize that, oh, I'm not who I used to be. I'm not. I'm more than that. What I mean by that is I've allowed more of the guilt and the other negative energies that have piled up on top of my shame to go. I've allowed more of the shame to go. I do have a deeper experiential awareness in an ongoing way that I'm not just the physical or the emotional or the mental. I'm not just what I do or what I say. That it's my very being that is the source of my value. And I must say, that's marvelous. And yet, it's marvelous, I mean, to have that experience, not... That was not the ego part of me going, I'm marvelous. Although maybe I ought to. I am marvelous. Why don't you say that for yourself? Not John is marvelous, but I am marvelous. And breathe into that. See how that feels. Actually pretty good. And yet we don't do that enough necessarily. We don't do that self-gratitude enough. We don't thank ourselves enough. One of the gateways, I think it was, where they came in and they said, you know, you really need to use the phrase, thank me. Not to say to other people, but to yourself. Thank me for that. Even if it's something you receive from somebody else. Again, it's about that acceptance piece. You had to create the circumstances in which they would do that or give that to you. And so thank me for creating that circumstance. Thank me for opening so I could receive that. Thank me for doing that. And it's not about that ego. It's not about trying to earn our value through what we're doing. It's trying to acknowledge that we've made more progress than we tend to give ourselves credit for. Again, I know I've mentioned this on previous shows as well. The idea that we are wired, hardwired in our brain to be focused on what's wrong, not what's right. That given two different stories, one of which has positive outcomes and one of which has negative outcomes, we will spend a lot more time with the one which has negative outcomes, negative experiences in it. And there's multiple reasons why that is. Or why that can be that we could describe or look at. Perhaps the biggest one being that we are trying to be problem solvers, that we are on this path of seeking to make a better life for ourselves. And so we're trying to figure out what we can fix next. But what we lose sight of, and it is an oversight that slows us down, not that speed is the optimum. It's not that speed is desirable for itself. I got to move faster on my spiritual path. That's not what I mean. But because we're desiring to move forward, quite frankly, the thing that will accelerate that the most is acknowledging how much we've already moved forward. Because then what we're doing is we're accepting that more and more fully. We're honoring our expanded definition of ourselves, our expanded experience of ourselves, rather than maintaining that overriding focus on what is wrong, what's the next thing to fix, what's the next thing to solve. And so again, it comes back to that energy of, I accept this. I really breathe it in. I allow myself to experience it. Why? Because what we experience fully, we allow to flow. And so every time we step into acceptance, we open up to flow, not just what's here now, but what's coming. It allows us, that's the gift, one of the gifts of being in the moment, is that it allows us to move through resistance. It allows us to shed resistance so that we can receive, so that we can allow both the negative and the positive of this moment to go so that we can be in the next moment. And so all of these things, there it is again, and so all of these things come together and provide us with a blueprint of how to move through some of these struggles. And I'm not ashamed to admit that it has been a struggle for me over the past couple weeks. Not continuously, not in an ongoing way, not every single moment, but it's been a lot of shame that's been coming up. And that, because of what it is, I fully believe to be the hardest thing to deal with, because it's at the core of everything. It's at the core of our experience of I can't because I'm not good enough. And in that sense, because it's the core issue, it's the hardest one to deal with. Because in a way, by it, of its very essence, what it is, the energy of shame, is I'm not good enough to make it better, which can be tough to move through. Because, and again, my own personal experience, it may be different for others, but my own personal experience is that has a tendency to paralyze. That's where the energy of hopelessness comes from, the energy of helplessness comes from. Because embedded in it is a piece of, I can't make a difference. Now, I don't want to get depressing at the end, because that's not why I'm sharing this. On the flip side, because we live in a polarized world, we might as well flip it around. On the flip side, I don't believe that we ever fully lose touch completely with the experience of our divinity. If we did, I think we would just quit from day one. We would just be done. And so I don't think it was ever completely cut off. If it were, I don't think we would have all these religious traditions, all the spiritual traditions that speak about soul. Because we wouldn't even have any awareness of it. This world would be a very different world. It may not be the world we desire it to be right now, but it would be so much worse if we had no concept and no experience whatsoever of our divinity. So to me, that's there. And quite frankly, it was tapping into that, using those tools, using forgiveness to move things away, using the self-love mantra, using the opening the divine connection mantra, that allowed me to get it to move enough that I could come back this week and talk to you, even though I couldn't do it last week. And thankfully, I feel like I'm on the downhill side. It's better. But this stuff comes in waves. It comes in waves. And this was a big one for me. Hopefully it was not for you, or perhaps hopefully it was for you, and you've been able to move through it. But maybe I'll close this with one other thing that came through. And this is, again, another old piece that I've shared with many people and I've shared probably multiple times on the program. But I really do like it because it's concise. It is simple. And that's this, that the spiritual path really consists of only two things. One is the increase in our awareness. We become aware of something in our lives that is not the way we would desire it to be. And that allows us to do the second step, which is taking responsibility, more responsibility for that area of our life. Now, in doing that, we can use multiple tools of healing to help clear out the old energy, etc. We can read, we can do mantra, we can do healing work, we can whatever we might need to move whatever we think is creating the way it is now and blocking it from being the way we desire it to be. But that's the process of taking responsibility for that area of our lives, stepping into the power to respond, the ability to respond. And that allows us to create a new circumstance. And as we experience that circumstance, our awareness of that circumstance increases, including the awareness of whatever aspects of that situation are not the way we would desire them to be. And so we're back again in that. Awareness increasing, take more responsibility, which shifts our experience and allows us to increase our awareness. Two steps. Increase awareness, increase responsibility. Simple. Not necessarily easy all the time. I can attest to that. Both in myself and in the people that I've worked with through the years. So, I will leave you with that. And open up now to do the channeling, do a tiny commercial for the next Gateway session, which is on Wednesday, August 1st. There are actually going to be two Gateway activations during the month of August. We have a blue moon, so there'll be one on the 1st and one on the 31st. The Gateway on August 1st is going to be the Gateway of Creativity. At least that's what I have the guidance about right now. So hopefully we'll see you joining us for that. Anyway, let's step into the channeling here. Just as always, allow your breathing to deepen while I do the toning that opens up and integrates the energetics, adjusts the energetics between us, recalibrates things so we can have that receiving come through. Hello, dear ones. This is Archangel Raphael. Come to be with you today. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. And so what we would like to do is simply to give you a dip in a spiritual hot springs might be the best way to think of it. Now, for those of you where it is too hot right now, remember that going into something hotter will actually make you cool off when you come out. So what we would have you do is simply to close your eyes, focus within, go into your heart, actually, and just breathe. And within your heart, allow yourself to imagine that you are walking within a cave, and it's a nice cave. It's a flat floor. Nothing to stub your toe on. It is well lit. It's not dark and dreary and frightening. And as you are walking forward, it is actually opening up. It is becoming a cavern. And the ceilings are expanding into the distance, and the walls are expanding out to the sides. And it is gradually going downhill on an incline, very gradual. But what you see before you is actually a massive opening to this cave, to the outside. And you see trees and grasses and mosses and ferns and all levels of plant life. And you see birds and animals, and they are coming down, the birds and the animals, they are coming down to a pool that is in the very, very center. And it sits centered, half in the cave, half in the cavern, and half outside of it. And coming up, because it is coming up out of the ground, it is not flowing through the cave, it is coming up out of the ground. It is bubbling in the very center there as well, as it is coming up. Not just because of the pressure, but because of the heat. Not that it is boiling, shall we say. Warm, but not that warm. And you go down to the water, and you realize that the birds, the animals, they're not drinking of the water. They're swimming in it. They're swimming in it. It's for the birds, it's like they're doing their bathing thing. But a funny thing, you can see that it's not just the physical that is being cleansed. You can see as they are shaking their feathers and things are falling out, you can see that it's not just physical things that are falling away, it's darkness or irritation. It's negativity in some way. And as it comes into the water, that negativity creates, well, we'll call it a pop. It's like a bubble popping, but it's more than that. It's a transmutation where that negativity is instantly transformed. It's neutralized. It is no more. The energy has not gone away. It has been transformed. And the same is true for the animals that are there. And it's amazing because there are animals that would normally eat each other in there. And they're not bothering each other at all. Not at all. Neither the prey nor the predators. In fact, it's almost like a party atmosphere. And you notice as well that there are some other people in here. As you continue to walk down to the edge of the pool. And the same thing is happening. You can see the negative coming out of their skin, coming out of their breath, coming out of their hair. And once it is fully out, there is that pop, that transmutation, and it is simply gone in a negative way of being experienced. And so as you come down into the pool, as you come to the edge of it and step in, and it is tiered like the steps into a swimming pool, you allow yourself to step down into it, and the temperature is perfect. It's warmer than body temperature, but it is not in any way uncomfortable. And it is bubbling, but it's not, again, from boiling. It's rather from the movement of energies. And you can feel immediately the negative starting to be pulled out of you, starting to be let go of. And you amplify that by giving yourself permission to let go of the energies you've been holding on to that you are ready to let go of at this time. And you don't want to catalog them. You don't need to think about them. You don't need to claim them in any way anymore. You just say, all right, you can go. And it's celebratory, like the last day of school before summer vacation when the teacher says, okay, it's time to go. The bell rings and they leave. They flee the room. That is how the negativity is leaving you right now. It is fleeing from you. You might say you're being defleed. Large and small irritations and negativities are just falling away. And poof, being transformed. And those animals that were there when you arrived, many of them are now finishing up and leaving. And again, they are not bothering each other as they leave either. Same with the people. But you're in your own space. You're in your own world. It's all perfect, what is happening around the edges of this huge, huge pool, and even out in the center where the animals are going and where some of the people are swimming. And you move around as you feel called to do, but you're in your own little world, letting go. Letting go. Letting go. And you're also feeling now the other side of the coin. And you may notice it anywhere, actually. It might be coming in through the roots of your feet or any of the other chakras of your body. You might feel it coming in the cells. You might feel it coming in with your breath. Or even with your vision of what you're taking in or what you're hearing. But what you realize is that where all of that negativity was that is being released is now being filled by divinity. And you might notice it coming up from within. For it is your own divinity, after all. But people's beliefs change the course of flow sometimes. Give it a perspective that is coming from elsewhere. But elsewhere is always and only a reflection of you. So it is always and only coming from you. And so just allow yourself to bask in this rejuvenation, in this refreshment, in this clearing that is taking place. And stay there as long as you like. You do not need to come back just because we are leaving or just because the one we are speaking through is going to complete the program for today. Stay there as long as you like. And know that we are there with you in the pool and in your life, loving and supporting you. Namaste, dear ones. Namaste. Okay. Thank you, Raphael. And thank you once more to all of you helping me to co-create this here today. And thank you to Doug. And Doug, you can turn those chimes on whenever you are ready. Well, I do appreciate your co-creation, and I cannot do this without you. So please, as always, you have my invitation at any time to let me know what you think. Send your questions, your comments, your ideas, your thoughts, your topics, your suggestions for other guests. And I will read them all and take them in and see what comes back out on the other side. You never know where this show will go. You never know where you're going to go until you get there. I will be back again, or at least the program will. It's my intention to be here, but you never know what's going to happen. So, same time, same place next week. I hope you'll join me then and there. I wish you all the best on your path now and always. Much love, my friends. Namaste.